22 agencies were simultaneously merged into the new department, into an organization that itself did not exist prior to the merger. The first few initiatives of the new department, rather than make us feel more secure, became material for late-night comics. The color code system initially caused state and local authorities to spend millions of dollars that they did not have to respond to changes in the color, changes that were unaccompanied by any detailed threat information shared with local authorities. States and cities began to announce that they would no longer respond to changes in the color code. Then came the announcement that all American homes should have duct tape, which quickly caused fearful Americans to clean out their hardware stores of a variety of types of 3M tapes. The Transportation Security Administration has also been underfunded to the point where the department proposed it would have to reduce the number of federal air marshals on aircraft, only to withdraw the proposal just days later because of public criticism. The Congress changed the administration's proposed legislation creating the department, adding detail and specificity about roles and missions. One mission about which the Congress was very clear was the need for a new center in the department to see and analyze all information available to the government on terrorist threats and be a second opinion. The FBI and CIA both saw this congressional mandate as a challenge to their authority. Although often at odds and unwilling to share information about terrorism with each other, the CIA and FBI can make common cause when faced with the same bureaucratic enemy. Thus, they proposed the creation of a CIA-FBI entity to analyze terrorist information. The list of important analytical failures by the CIA is now too long for us to conclude that the current system is acceptable. It is time now to do what so many veteran observers of the intelligence community have recommended: remove the intelligence analysis function from CIA and establish a small, independent bureau with a staff of career professionals and outside experts. As to the behemoth Department of Homeland Security, it is now too late to do a phased-in implementation of the department as should have been done, but not too late to make the department work. The Homeland Security mission is too important to wait. It must become the place where senior managers want to work, the GE of the government. To bring about this metamorphosis will cost money. Regrettably, the administration sought to do Homeland Security on the cheap, telling Ridge that creating the new department had to be revenue neutral, jargon for no new money to implement the largest government reorganization in history. Before and after September 11th, the Security Service mission in the United States belonged to the FBI. The FBI had responsibility for finding terrorists and often seemed unable to find al-Qaeda in the U.S. prior to September 11th, or even to find the right-wing domestic terrorist who bombed the Atlanta Olympics and several other targets. Bob Mueller, a federal prosecutor, arrived as the new head of FBI just days before September 11th. He cannot be blamed for the failure of the Bureau to find al-Qaeda or even to have a computer network prior to then. Much of that responsibility belongs to his predecessor. Since September 11th, Mueller has tried to reorient the organization from post-crime investigation to prevention, from drugs and bank robbery to terrorism. In 2002, Dale Watson, the FBI's leading counterterrorism official, retired. Months later, Watson's replacement asked to be reassigned, and a third person became the Executive Assistant Director for Counterterrorism. Within 2 months, the next incumbent retired, and the post was vacant again. Without steady, top leadership in charge of counterterrorism, the Bureau has not been fully able to make the transition from post-crime investigation to prevention and analysis.